This is Fred Nation on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Fred Fowler and Greg Frank.
Time to go back out to the Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance Bundle and PredTech today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE as we bring on Lasita Smith, the guard from Virginia Tech, another NFL draft prospect, joining our show as it is a Monday afternoon. Fred Nation, the NFL draft gets underway on Thursday evening in Vegas. Lasita Smith, the Virginia Tech draft prospect, joining us now. Lasita, thanks a lot for your time. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's certainly our pleasure. We're glad you're able to take some time out of what sure has been a very busy last 3-4 months, I'm sure. So tell me a little bit more about the process and what have things been like ever since the season ended for the Hokies?
It's been pretty interesting. It's been pretty cool to see behind the scenes of a lot of things, like the Senior Bowl. I was fortunate enough to get a Reese's Senior Bowl invite, and I was very fortunate and blessed enough to get an NFL Combine invite. So just being, on the set or, being there for those two events was actually really cool, because those are events that I've actually took the time out to watch on television and kind of envision myself being there. So to actually be at those events were very surreal. So it's been really interesting, to say the least.
And, Lasitas, obviously, in any walk of life, when kids are moving on from college, you hear terms like professional development, networking, and trying to meet people, and that's exactly what this has been, I'm sure, for you the last 3-4 months. Senior Bowl, Combine, when it comes to the people you have met and the hands you've shaken, what's that process been like just in terms of, obviously integrating yourself with the right people in the NFL?
It's honestly been very cool as well. I mean, at the end of the day, you never know who you're going to cross paths with in the future. So, I mean, of course, I mean, without a doubt, you shake everybody's hand the same way. And, you greet them with a smile and, stand up straight. And I was always taught those things growing up by my parents. I was fortunate enough for them to kind of instill that respect in me. So I'm very blessed to have them as well. But I mean, it's just been really cool just, to meet scouts and different coaches, but players as well. Guys like Kenneth Walker, the running back from Michigan State, mm-hmm. really, really good dude. Zach Tom from Wake Forest, Zion Johnson from Boston College. Like, those guys are really good guys, down to earth. You can have a conversation with them in any setting or anything like that, and they're going to treat everybody the same. So those are the guys just off the top of my head that I enjoy meeting in this process.
You talk about the coaches. How many visits did you take, and who seemed to be showing the most interest in you as far as the interviews went?
I've had a whole lot of interviews at the Reese's Senior Bowl, same as the NFL Combine. It's like that for pretty much everybody. But ever since I've gotten back to Blacksburg, Virginia, where I've been ever since I left the NFL Combine, I've been here in Blacksburg, and I've had quite a few Zoom calls. I probably had about 10 to 15 from many different teams. And a lot of them been offensive line coaches, and us just sitting and them showing me film, and us just kind of talking through the concepts of their offense, their run game, and their passing game. So it's been many different teams I've talked to. There are a few off the top of my head that show great interest. It's been pretty cool. So, I mean, I don't know if I want to say those to you, but it's just been just cool talking to team experience.
Well, you're already off to a good start in terms of your media training then with moving on to the NFL. But no, let's ask you a little bit more about logistically this week. Obviously, I'm sure it's a very special moment for all these guys that are about to be welcomed into the NFL. What are the plans for you? Who are you going to be spending the time with? I'm sure family, but where are you going to be doing it?
Yeah, so I'm going to be up in Arlington, Virginia, up in northern Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up in that area. It's going to be, like you said, my family, my mom, my dad, my siblings, aunts and uncles. It's going to also be my girlfriend and her family, her mom and her two brothers. So it's going to be a good bit of us. And, I've actually went and rented out a big room in a hotel in that area. So we're going to be doing it at a hotel up in that area and just kind of going to come together, watch it, and just wait for me to get that phone call and get my name called.
Yeah, that's really cool stuff. And again, it's the best part about the drafts and any of the sports is those moments you get with your family. And Lucidus, I want to ask you, obviously you're hoping to have your moment this week, but another guy that's hoping for the same out of Virginia Tech is defensive lineman Jordan Williams. You being an interior offensive lineman, what was it like practicing against him?
The guy's an outright dog. I can say that for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's definitely an underrated guy in this draft. He's a guy that can definitely that can hold down the gap. Definitely a dog in the passing game. Trust me, me and Jordan definitely went at it almost daily when it came to one-on-one pass rushing drill. So he's definitely a tough guy to stop. He's not a guy you're gonna set every single way. He's not a guy you're gonna set the same time every single time you go up against him. You have to change your sets up. You have to almost change the placement of your punch or the timing of your punch because he's the guy that's going to come with different moves every time. He has moves in his bag in that passing game. And like I said, he can hold down the gap. So in my opinion, he's the guy that's definitely underrated in this draft. And I'm excited to see where he'll end up.
Hey, Lucidus, just how you feeling right now emotionally? I'm sure that on one hand, you maybe feel like I've done everything I can and, you just let the chips fall where they may. But on another hand, it's getting close. And I'm sure it's natural for some nerves to creep in. Just where you at right now emotionally?
Oh, man. You hit it right on the head. For the past few weeks, I've actually been getting into my own head. I'm like, I'm sitting at the house, and if I'm bored or if I have nothing to do, I get on my laptop, and I'm like, okay, let's see what people are saying. And I get to typing up my name, or I'll get on Twitter and try to see, different articles people are writing, and, okay, what do people think about me? Where do they think I'll land? And, it really took my girlfriend to calm me down and just say, babe, look, at the end of the day, you have a great chance at going. Where you're going to go, we don't know as far as what team and what round, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of guys who pretty much know in their minds that they're not going to get the name call.
Which, right.
Unfortunately, that sucks a whole lot. I just couldn't imagine. So for me, it's more so like, oh, where am I going to go? What round? And, hopefully I can go as high as possible. But, she had to calm me down and tell me, be grateful that I'm in a position I am, regardless of what happens. And at the end of the day, it's like you said, there's nothing more I can do. And even talking to a few scouts, they told me, like, at the end of the day, you've done all you could do as far as film, as far as the Senior Bowl, as far as the Combine and Pro Day. Like, that was for me to do as much as I could do to get drafted as high as possible. Now, at this point, there's nothing I can do. They're going to draft me where they feel is best for me. And the team that feel like I'm the best fit for them is going to be who draft me. So, at the end of the day, I kind of learn to sit back these past few days, just sit back, and I'm like, I just can't wait. We're going to see. Like, no matter how many times I Google my name or I get on Twitter to see what people are saying, people can guess or they can have predictions, but at the end of the day, if you're not in that front office, you're not a head, GM or a head coach, I mean, it just doesn't mean too much.
Okay, so I'm sure you get some weird questions throughout the interview process, but I'm going to ask you an easy one in terms of your off-the-field life. What do you like to do for fun?
I love to travel. I really like to travel. I like to shop. And I actually, being up in this Blacksburg area, me and my girlfriend go on hikes often. We actually just came back from a hike about 30 minutes ago. We went on a hike this morning.
Okay, so you're an outdoorsy type.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Lastly, just as far as modeling your game off of anybody in the NFL, who are some guys that you've looked up to and felt like, as far as interior offensive linemen are really guys that stand out?
Honestly, I try to model my game after Wyatt Teller, right guard for the Cleveland Browns. And I don't say that just because he's a VTech guy, but I honestly, going into my last season at Virginia Tech, I remember sitting down and watching a good bit of his film and just trying to do some of the things he does. And that's honestly why if you look at my film from this past season compared to the other years, you'll see that I didn't really hesitate to snatch guys down. Or, if it's a passing play and I have to mirror a guy because I'm manned on, I'm pretty good at mirroring dudes and, getting my hands on them and everything. But a lot of times guys usually try to go right down the middle because I cover them up. So they try to go right down the middle as the last result. And usually I just try to anchor down and drop that and stop that ball, which I did that this year. But if I felt them leaning too hard, I'd just snatch them down. That's what I see Big Wyatt do, and it helps him out a whole lot. He usually shuts the rep down within seconds. He makes it look very effortless, but that's a huge thing I feel like I took away from his game and tried to apply it to my game this past season.
Hey, I do want to ask you, too, about just playing your college career in Blacksburg. Lane Stadium, I feel like I've never been, but I feel like it's maybe one of the more underrated college football environments, excuse me. Obviously, Virginia kind of known more for its college sports. How much fun did you have playing in Blacksburg?
It was tons of fun. I don't have any regrets as far as attending Virginia Tech. Without a doubt, I wish we could have won more games. I wish we could have done more as a team to just pull in more wins and have better records at the end of the season. But I did have a very, very good experience in Santa Virginia Tech, and I don't regret it at all. And I will say, I think you should definitely at some point try to catch a game. The interest when those guys run into Lane Stadium is unmatched. I was like, unlike any other across the country, and I definitely think you should experience that.
Who were some other draft prospects in the ACC that really stood out this year?
Draft prospects in this class. I'm trying to think about anybody I went against that was like, okay, this is a good player. He was a challenge. I mean,
I'm sure you maybe, I don't know if you got matched up a ton with Jermaine Johnson when you played Florida State, but obviously he's going to be a first rounder, it looks like.
Without a doubt. So, the last time we played Florida State, I believe, was 2 to 3 seasons ago. It might have been three
seasons ago. That's right. Yeah, you wouldn't have played him this year. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So he was. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure
he was at Georgia then. Yeah, that's right. My mistake.
No, it's okay. But I did get a chance to play against him at the Senior Bowl.
Okay,
and the guy's undoubtedly a dog. I mean, I definitely think he's earned that first round talk. That first round that buzz he's getting with him being a first round pick. I mean, the guy's definitely a beast in the passing game and the run game. You know, he's a dog to say the least.
All right, there he is, LaCeeda Smith, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. LaCeeda, thanks a lot for your time. Congratulations on making it this far, and enjoy the time in Arlington with your family this week.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. You have a great day.
Okay.